Okay, how are you?
Hey, is this Inga?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing there?
I'm doing good. Very hot. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, it's hot here too. Very hot. I'm doing all right. So I wanted to follow up there. I sent some options to John out yesterday, so I just kind of wanted to see if you guys had a chance to review those,
We did.
see what your plans are
So
moving forward.
the outcome is that we like you, we didn't like the option.
Right. Got you.
So
What in particular there?
we wanted a longer term of payment. We would probably pay it off in 2 years, but we didn't want to have the stress of having to because life is unpredictable. And the other thing is, I think this interest rate wasn't the greatest. I have had better offers last 2 weeks. So
And who did you receive those offers from?
I would have to look up something gold. I can't remember. I have a whole folder of this at home. You know, you get in mail every single day.
Yeah,
Your credit card
absolutely.
is approved for 150,000. You get this and that. And the one company that gave me so far the best offer is the one that I financed instruments with before. And
And what were they offering you?
they were offering me what we asked. And the interest rate was 4%.
Okay, and this is a local bank there?
No, they are from North Carolina, I believe.
Okay, and for the capital, how much capital did they offer you there?
For the 60,000. I
And
mean,
they
they
did.
offered more, but that's all we needed.
So they offered you the 50,000 at 4%?
Yes.
And why didn't you guys take it?
What is my what?
Why didn't you guys take the $50,000 at 4%?
Only because they're restricting us to using it on the equipment.
Oh, so it's collateralized there. You guys are leveraging the equipment there?
No, buying new equipment with it, so I guess yes.
Oh, okay. So that's very different. We have very similar.
Okay, but I don't want the money to be allowed only for that, because with equipment comes training. With training comes staff that you pay to do and run the equipment. You know, I just wanted something with more flexibility.
Absolutely. And just to go over a few things, we do have an equipment finance program in which, we do have
Okay.
similar rates as to what you're referring to. The
Yeah.
things I would point out about this program, some things to focus on here is one, we did have that 2-year option for you, which is, I
Right.
know, something you were looking for. We also have the $20,000 line of credit available, which is not something everyone gets approved for. And
Okay.
this program, 100% interest is forgiven when you guys renew. Which is another good thing. And we also have that 25% off of a discount when the note is paid off. You receive 25% discount on remaining interest. So those are some
So,
things that, and John's credit, go ahead, I'm
yeah.
sorry. Go ahead.
What was that 100% forgiveness of what?
Yeah, so if you guys renew with us at the halfway mark of your loan, if you guys need more capital, what we're able to do is, we're a relationship-based lender. We've been around
Okay.
for about 12 to 13 years, based off returning business. So what we're able to do is we have 100% interest forgiveness if you do a renewal with us, meaning if you decide to free up some more capital, excuse me, at the halfway point. What we can do is we forgive all the interest and we renew the loan for you longer term with a cheaper rate. So that's an option that we can do for the business. Yeah,
Was that in the proposal?
it's down there at the bottom. It says the 100% forgiveness if a renewal occurs, which will allow us, let's say you guys choose the 18-month term, 9 months in, if payments are made on time, we'll have the ability to extend more money to your business at a little bit cheaper pricing. But there were a couple obstacles. John's credit is just it's slightly below average. It looks like there might have been like a tax lien there, maybe a couple years back, and then a small amount of revolving availability in the credit. So that's kind of what the credit analysts were looking at on his file. But I don't know. It's have you applied
What
for?
if instead of John, you were to look at me? And you said you were not pulling credit reports. I guess you did pull them.
No, I told you we did it. We had to do an Experian credit pull. Remember?
I don't. Okay.
Yeah, I certainly did. I'm sorry if there was any miscommunication there, but we could see options with you.
But you know what? Let me talk to John first.
Yeah, and also one thing to keep in mind, Inga, is, you know, like I said, we're relation. You know, we want to get the relationship started with you guys.
Right.
And, you know, that second time around, you know, we can definitely, you know, extend the rate out, term out longer and get you guys a little better pricing. But
The only reason I didn't go for it myself is I just purchased farm equipment, and I just got, I'm just starting the loan with Sheffield. And, you know, I just thought it would be nice if John could take.
No, I understand. And I don't know.
And these guys are North Carolina, too.
Yeah, how's your credit? A little better than John's?
Over 700.
Oh, over 700, yes, a little better. Yeah,
my interest rate by Sheffield, for instance, but it's a different stuff. It's equipment.
Yeah,
1.9%.
Yeah, equipment is different because, you know, it's obviously collateralized by that piece of equipment. You know, if you guys default for some reason, something goes wrong, you know, they just come and take the equipment. This is unsecured capital, so it's kind of just the nature of what we're dealing with there. It's not tied to any assets there, which is, you know, a good thing. But, I'll let you talk about it with John there.
Right. We have many different options. We have no loan against our farm property, and we could take, you know, equity against that. I just was hoping not to have to do that.
Yeah, and it's a scary thing to do. You know, once you put up your property there, it's kind of like you're all in, and it's a scary place to be sometimes. So there are other options.
So what we were planning to do, you know, some of the payments we had, we were going to pay off with part of the money we get. So our monthly payments would be less. We have several different things like car loans and stuff that just have a few thousand dollars left. And we wanted to eliminate that from our monthly schedule. And we have two kids getting married this year, which is an extra expense. So we're just trying to strategize.
Oh, did you say you have two kids getting married this year?
August 27th and October 22nd.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Congratulations for you guys and them.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Where are they getting married?
One right here in Westchester, and the other one at the farm. They live at the farm.
Oh, very nice.
And that's in Adirondack. Do you know New York?
A little bit, yeah. I haven't been there in a while. But
Adirondack Mountains are gorgeous. They take the central portion and go all the way towards Canada.
Well, you guys are in the northern part there? Let me see.
That's northwest. It's below Syracuse. But, you know, on the way towards Buffalo, in that direction.
Well, it's probably really nice this time of year, huh?
Gorgeous, but hot.
It's over 100 here, too, today. It's bad.
Yeah, but we don't have climate change, I know that.
Yeah. Well, what's that?
We don't have climate change. There is
Yeah, it's been over 100 the last couple of days. Well, how about this, Inga? What I'm going to do here is... I'll let you and John discuss the options. I'm gonna check on our end, see if we have any other options available. But definitely take a look at the key points I put down at the bottom of the email.
Okay, you know, it was late when I got
home. Oh, no worries.
We looked at it. That's all I remembered. Okay, I will
look. Take a look at it. Yeah, especially, you know, getting the relationship started. So, you know,
good at starting a relationship because I feel like I know you. But most of the other guys I talk to are not like that.
Yeah, that's the thing is you're going to have a lot of people, I don't know, there's a lot of people in this industry that just tell you what you want to hear and try and, like, force things upon, you know.
Exactly.
There are a lot of very salesy people, so I just try to, you know, have a more personal approach. So
you have a very
thank
nice
you for
approach,
saying
Dave.
That. Yeah, thank you for
Absolutely.
Saying that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if we can play around here with any of these options and maybe make it slightly cheaper for you. And I'll let you and John kind of discuss.
All right. We'll do.
Discuss. Okay, Inga, it was nice speaking with you again, okay?
Take care, Gabe.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
We'll talk soon, okay? Bye.
Okay.